Amen. Stand with me, if you will. Go before him in prayer, open service. Lord, we do appreciate your grace in our lives. Every opportunity we have that we can come, Lord, may we hold it dear to our hearts. For Lord, it's truly a special time. Lord, it's not that you leave us and we only meet you here, but Father, it's just something special, Lord, to be able to gather together and to, Lord, to hear you speak to us and admonish us, Lord, strengthen us, correct us, whatever it is, Lord, it's Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity. Lord, and in your word, you told us to never forsake it. Lord Jesus, give us grace and strength to come, Lord, as often as we can. Lord, and just bless us. Bless each and every one that's made the effort to come tonight. Strengthen us, encourage us. Meet our needs, Lord, whatever they may be, Lord. Now, Father, as we leave the building tonight, that we'll know it's been good to be here. Bless us now, Lord. In your precious name, I ask all this. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be out? Amen. Seems like forever since I've been here. Amen. Praise his name. Turn with me, if you will, in our capstone books there. And start on page 77. I'm willing, Lord. Whatever he asks of me. Amen. God gave his son for me upon Mount Calvary. He shed his precious blood to save my soul.
Lift up your eyes to highest hill.
Amen. Are you willing, Lord? Amen. To go. Hallelujah. Page 59. Amen. I'm going that way. Praise his name.
I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful life. A beautiful place of mansions fair and skies ever bright, where all who believe the Savior so dear forever shall stay. And having been saved by grace divine, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. I'm going that way. Jesus the Savior I adore is with me each day. I'm clinging to him and never to stray. Yes, singing his praises all day long, I'm going that way. The glorious news I tell and sing as onward I go. That those who are still astray in sin, my Savior may know. I want them to sing his praise upon beautiful day. Well, trusting to him who died for me, I'm going that way.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus, the Savior I adore, is with me each day. I'm clinging to him and never to stray. Yes, singing his praises all day long, I'm going that way.
Hallelujah.
I know I shall meet him at the gate when trials are past. Oh, I know I shall meet him face to face in glory at last. Trusting his soul, redeeming grace, I'm going that way. Oh, I'm going that way.
Hallelujah.
I'm going that way. And Jesus, the Savior I adore, he's with me each day. I'm clinging to yes, singing his praises all day long, I'm going that way.
Hallelujah. Do you have that assurance?
Yes.
I'm going that way. Amen. Page 21. Let's sing that together also. Amen. I'm in the glory land way. Hallelujah.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Oh, telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. Well, I'm in the glory land way. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. O wanderers, come home, O hasten to obey, and get in that glory land away. Oh, I'm in that glory land away. Oh, I'm in that glory land away. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in that glory land away. Onward I go, rejoicing in His love, I'm in that glory land way. Oh, soon I shall see Him in that home above. Oh, I'm in that glory land way. Oh, I'm in that glory land way. Oh, I'm in that glory land way.
Glory land. Oh, how happy you ought to be. Singing, shouting. Hey, man. Oh, he's so wonderful. Praise his holy name. Brother Kevin, would you like to come up for the offering? Hey, man. Praise his holy name. That's the blessing on it, if you will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a wonderful opportunity we have tonight, Lord, to come into your house and sing and worship your holy name. And Lord, what a joy we do have burning in our hearts, Father. Lord, we just can't hardly contain it sometimes when we just think of all the goodness that you've done for us and what you're revealing to us in this hour, Lord, and getting us ready. Truly, that's not just a song, but one of these days we're going to see your face. And Lord, how we're longing for that day, Lord. But Lord, we just keep looking at our lives and checking it by your word, Lord, and ask you, Lord, hone anything out of us that's not according to your word, Lord. Any part of us, Father, that word that's not pleasing in your sight, Lord, can't be there, Father. And Lord, just constantly keep us under that blood of Jesus Christ, Father, so the Lord, that we're covered, Father. But Lord, as we come to this portion of service, we just ask you to bless those that can give and those that can't. Use this for the upbuilding of your kingdom, Father. For Lord, we never know when we come in contact with people, Lord, are we planting a seed? Where is that last one that's waiting to come in, Father? Will we be one of those that, Lord, is maybe something we say, maybe the life that we're living, that what they see in us, they say, that's what I want. What is it about this person that's different? And oh, God, that's what we want, is that life of Christ to be on display every day, all day long, no matter where we go, Father. We just love and appreciate you, Father. We give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Praise his name. I'm redeemed by love divine. Amen.
Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, all to Him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine.
Have a request on your heart. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we pray. Brother Hamilton, Luke, would you like to take the request? Yes. Praise his holy name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? Ask if you'd come.
Pentecost, there in an upper room, the believers were in one mind, one accord. When the Spirit fell from heaven, a rushing mighty wind and sound, those believers turned the whole world upside down. And God is still the same. Today he hasn't changed, for the prophets saw the same bride go by twice. Led by God alone, the second time she marched on home. Oh, the Alpha and Omega are the same. Oh, that vision cannot fail. That same bride will pass again. Someone's been ordained to give their all to him. To the challenge they will rise, keep truth's banner flying high. God will prove to them it's the same bride one more time. That same mighty wind still blows today, just like it did before. God is making good his promise to restore. In my heart there's a desperate cry to get in step and keep in line, to measure up, for we know that's our final sign. And God is still the same. Today he hasn't changed, for the prophets saw the same bride go by twice. Led by God alone, the second time she marched on home. Oh, the Alpha and Omega are the same. Yes, we're led by God alone, the second time we'll march on home. Oh, the Alpha and Omega are the same.
They're still the same.
Mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. We're going to stand now and let's sing our chorus, Lord, I Believe. We're going to ask Brother Timothy come this evening and deliver what the Lord has laid on his heart. His trust shall be hungering and pulling on the Word of God. Say, Lord, what do I need tonight? Now, we know the world is full of all their celebrating and their paganism and all that going on throughout the land. But my, here by grace, we can worship him in spirit and truth and hear the word, and that's the purpose of being here on this earth, to serve God, serve the one that was born, the one that was living inside of a people, serve him in a true reality, amen, and not just serving him some kind of a Christmas tree, lights, and all that nonsense, but serve the one true God, amen, I love him, amen, real reverently sing it, Lord, I believe, amen, Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe, all things are possible, Lord, I believe, Lord, hallelujah,
bow our heads. Lord, we are solely, truly grateful to be here tonight, and Lord, to feel your presence and know you're here. And Lord, I just feel with the moving of the Spirit and the songs that was saying, what you've laid upon my heart, Lord, is truly what you wanted this evening. And Lord, you know all things, and Lord, just may it help someone along life's way. And Lord, may it do a work maybe in my heart, Lord, in someone's heart. Lord, maybe there's a little something that needs a boost. Lord, you know what it is. But Lord, you're still God, and you're still here to prove today that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, may we be yielded vessels unto you that you can have your way. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor that's due you. And we just ask you to bless your word to our hearts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
He's wonderful. Amen. I'm going to turn to the book of Numbers while you're still standing. We'll read a short scripture and then you can be seated, and I'm going to read a little more. Amen. I just kind of figured I was going to be ministering this evening, and you know, there's just so much to minister on sometimes, and you don't know where to go. And so I've just been thinking and meditating. It's just been on my heart all week, actually. A little while ago, I had decided to turn on a message, and the only one I could get to play on my phone while I was laying on the bed and was Choosing of a Bride. And I began to listen to a little bit of it, and some things struck my heart, and then I went in and began to read some in the book. And I thought that was kind of where my message was going to come from. But that was just a little bit of a taste to point me in this direction. And it may not seem like much, but I pray we just follow these scriptures and these quotes and just let it speak to your heart. Maybe it's just for me tonight. I don't know. But Lord, give me my portion, I pray, you know. Amen. And I pray those that maybe aren't here and can get a tape, don't think that I'm preaching at you in any way or that I feel you need it. But I believe this was meant to be spoken tonight for some reason. I really do, you know. Sometimes God just does that, and I just thank the Lord for it, and I pray he'll just bless his word. I'm nothing, and I can't even hardly bring it out, but I pray he'll give me the grace to just speak it the way he's laid it up on my heart. But here in the book of Numbers, in the 13th chapter, and we're going to read that 30th verse to begin with. It says, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.'" Amen. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. Amen. You know, this whole chapter here is when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. And we ain't got time to read it all, but many circumstances arose. The Red Sea. And the one that most of the quotes I'm going to read tonight are surrounded around Balaam. But even though all of this was going on, and the people were crying out against Moses, and Caleb stilled them, and they were telling the reported come back. And two were saying they could take it, and the other eight were saying, "Oh, we can't do it. It's impossible." And oh my, just to look at it from a spiritual side as we look at all of this is the word today. Amen. And the challenge that's been set before this little bride of Jesus Christ. And I want to drop down here to the 14th chapter, and I'm going to start at the first verse, and I'm going to read quite a bit of this chapter. But as we begin here, he says, "And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, 'Would to God that we would have died in the land of Egypt. Or would God we had died in this wilderness. And therefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey. Were it not better for us to return into Egypt?' And they said one to another, 'Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt.' And then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly, the congregation of the children of Israel." And I want you to think tonight of these 10 men that went over there as ministers. You keep that in mind as the ministers, they've been that foretaste of what was to come. So God spoke to Moses, which was the prophet. The word come to the prophet. And then these other men went out to search out the word that had come to Moses from God. That there was a land there that he was giving them that was fair and pleasant and was theirs and flowed with milk and honey. And they said one to another, "Let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt." And then fell on the faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. And if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation made to stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them, and will mark of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it. For thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, and that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, and then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them into the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, and according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have a pardon according unto thy word. And oh my, I want you to stop to think how great God's prophets, what they mean to him. He stood there in front of all those people, between God and those people. Amen. But as truly as I live, and all the earth shall be filled with glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see that land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into that land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Amen. Oh my, I want you to look here. God had a predestinated seed. Amen. That was poor this time. Yes. And oh my, but I want you to notice all the others. Every one of them perished in the wilderness. And you know, me and Brother Paul was speaking about this and out in the vestibule the other night, and some of these things, and it's just kind of odd how it come back around, but I just want to read some of what Brother Branham said here many times. And I want you to look at the type of today. How that God in this day, he sent us a prophet. And he sent us the word that we were to live by. And he sent it with mighty signs and mighty wonders and mighty miracles. And he established that it was him speaking. And he sent a pillar of fire to vindicate it, to prove that he was alive and that it was his message. But oh my, I want to read here in the seat of discrepancy. This is page 11 and paragraph 54. And he says, along came Moses, the great prophet, to bring the children of Israel up out of the wilderness. And what happened? Moses, the great prophet of God, bringing them absolutely the truth, vindicated truth. He had met God, and God proved that he had met him. And how those people back there, those priests, they had their religions and their rituals and their rites and everything. But Moses stood as a vindication of the interpretation of the word. Don't forget that. Moses was God's interpretation of his promise. And he said he would do it, and he was God's interpretation. But what happened? The church just got started out of Egypt on its feet a few days. And what happened? Satan come along with his discrepancy in a person. The second came, which was Balaam. And he sowed discrepancy amongst them. We know that's right. That Balaam, the teaching of Balaam, and that we're all the same. We serve the same God you do. Fundamentally, he was right. Because he offered a sacrifice that God offered. 7 rams, 7 bullocks on 7 altars. Prayed to the same God, just as perfect as Moses did down in the wilderness. Just exactly the same, but they were not the same. Foreshadowing to us what would come to pass. There was again Cain manifested in the person of Balaam. And there was God manifested in the person of Moses, interpreting his words through a human being, making himself known and his promise through a human being. And the discrepancy raised up. Amen. And over here in the message, the anointed ones at the end time, paragraph Amen. Paragraph 68 here. Balaam anointed with the same spirit that was upon Moses. And our pastors mentioned this a few times the last few services. Balaam anointed with the same spirit that was upon Moses, but what was the difference? The teaching of Moses was perfect. And the Bible said here in 2 Peter that it was the teaching of Balaam that Israel received that God never did forgive the unpardonable sin. Not one of them got saved, though they had come out under the blessings of God and seen the hand of God moving by this mighty prophet and seen it exactly vindicated by God. And because another prophet come in with a teaching contrary and disputed with Moses and tried to prove to the people that Moses and tried to prove to Moses was wrong and that Dathan, Korah, and many of them agreed with him and taught the children of Israel to commit fornications and to go after his organization, we're all the same. Whether we're Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, whatever more, we're all the same. Amen. But Brother Branham didn't stop there. He said, we are not the same. Amen. Ye are a separated people, holy Amen. Unto the Lord, Amen. And dedicated to the Word and the Spirit of God to bear fruit of His promise of this day. Yes. And you're not of them. I know that's awful strong, but it's the truth just the same. Amen. Dedicated to the service in this last days, come out from amongst it. Now, the teaching of Balaam, not the prophecy of Balaam, that was all right. That was God. How many believes that? That the prophecy Balaam gave was exactly right? Because he couldn't speak nothing else, but the anointing of God wouldn't speak nothing else, and God vindicated it by proving that it was the truth, but his teaching was an error. Now, I said that's not on there. Mm-hmm. But the teaching was an error.
Yes, it was.
And oh my, God had done and give his word. He had done and set it out to him. To come out of Egypt, and he was going to take them to that land. And he put Moses, and he said Moses was going to take them. No one else. He said Moses will take you out of there. But they got in themselves, and oh, we don't like what Moses has got to say. We disagree. Well, we don't think it had to be quite that way. We disagree with that portion of it, but it's all right. We're still all the same. That same devil's still saying the same thing today.
Yes,
taking away the word, doing away and killing and slaughtering every word that the prophet has brought in this day, and the churches have turned around and started looking back to Egypt. They've brought stuff that had been cut out.
Amen.
At the beginning when they left Egypt, the things they left behind to start their journey, they threw it behind and started out, but now they've started picking it back up and dragging it back. They want to turn back.
Amen.
And that's their thing. Oh, we'd have been better off if we'd have stayed where we were. And they've brought the doctrines that came out of those denominations. They're trying to bring it over into their churches today. And trying to hold to it and trying to mix it with God's perfect exact word, and it'll never mix.
Amen.
But God has got a chosen people called out for a purpose.
Amen.
He chose a bride in this day, and he said Amen. She would not fall.
Amen.
And he's going to prove his word through her.
Glory.
And God won't leave himself without a witness. Here in the message, proving his word. Amen. I'm trying not to go too fast, but I'm afraid I won't get through it all. Proving of his word, page 14, paragraph 99. And God told them down in Egypt also that he would deliver them into a promised land, a good land full of milk and honey. And it was absolutely there. And they didn't know it was there, but he said, it's there. And I've given it to you, and it's already yours. Just go claim it. And in the wilderness, when many of them come out dancing in the spirit, and oh my, look at the time.
Yes,
when Miriam beat the tambourine and eating manna out of heaven, and listen to Moses sing in the spirit. And oh my, just to draw your attention, I want you to notice. Oh, we got tapes of Brother Branham singing in the spirit. And how many will just play it and play it and play it? They're listening. They're enjoying it. Oh, they dance in the spirit listening to it. But oh my, but watching the miracles and the signs go forth. But when it come to a showdown, to believe the whole word of God.
Amen.
All the promise. They failed. Only two of them believed it, and that was Joshua and Caleb. And they brought back the evidence that the land was good. But the circumstance was, that's what had hindered them, because they said, we're not able to take that land because their cities are walled and their delegates there. We're not able to live this life of Christ. Nobody can have that token on display. Nobody can have that literal life of Jesus Christ. Nobody's not going to be an overcomer. We're always going to make mistakes. Look at the many things that just keeps going on and going on.
Amen.
Amen. And they said, not their delegates, but their people are great giants, while we look like grasshoppers up beside of them. Look at the many excuses to why all this work can't be right. Brother Branham couldn't have meant that. That word wasn't for today, that was for some other time. Or add this creed and that creed to it. Always something they want to put in there. Besides that pure word of God that God said, this is what I'm giving you. Amen. Let me see. I don't want to miss it. I got some more to say. Amen. This is in the message of the harvest time. Amen. Preached. I didn't say what year it was preached, but it was in 64. But this is page 38, or 37 rather. Let me start on 37 here. Paragraph 251. Oh, I hate to keep you like this, but I just have to say it. Look, I won't take a minute on this. Every one of them people come out under that pillar of fire. And how strongly he pressed this in so many messages and over again. Yes, amen. Under that same pillar of fire, they came out in the wilderness believing God and marched on. But when they come to see the obstacle, when the ten come back and said, we can't take the land. Oh my, we're giants there. This, that, and the other. We can't do it. It's impossible. And oh my, so many was on fire for God. Oh, we're going to do this. And then they began to make mistakes. And then they began to realize maybe they didn't really have what the prophet was trying to show us through the token, the importance of having that token in our lives. And they failed to see that importance. So then it began, well, I'll make excuses for this. And then we're going to make an excuse for that. And it's okay for the sisters to do that. And it's okay for the brothers to do this and that and the other. But he says here, he says, but we can't take the land of the giants, this, that, and the other. If we can't do it, it's impossible. But what did Caleb and Joshua do? They stilled the people. And they said, we're more than able to take it. Amen. Watch, there's two types there. In every one of these quotes, there's two types of people here. Mm-hmm. What did Caleb and Joshua? They stilled the people and they said, we're more than able to take it. Why? Amen. Those people were looking at what they could see. Mm-hmm. And as our brother was talking, it's more than just believing. They were just looking at what they could see. And looking what they, but Caleb and Joshua was looking at the promise of God. And God said, I've given you that land, go get it. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh my, saints, just think about it for a moment. Oh my, but he said, go get it. And oh my, we could sit here today. But God had done and told them how to go get that land. He said, I give it to you. And in that day, it was you march according to the word. And as long as you stay in the line of duty and do it just like I said, I'll give you every one of them giants and obstacles. Amen. And God's promised us a rapture. Hallelujah. In this day, he said he was going to catch a bride away. Amen. And that promise is to us. But we've got to march accordingly to the word of God. Not out of step, one line, not one place. Amen. But it's got to be exactly the word, just the way God set it down. Amen. No opinions mixed in it. No my ideas. Your idea. It's got to be thus saith the word of the Lord. Amen. Right down the line. And it'll take us right off of this earth. Amen. But we've got to match it 100% just the way God put it in order. You can't mix a little something with it. Nothing will mix with it. It's got to be exactly the way God said it. Amen. Now the Hebrews the 6th, if I could quote it, for it is impossible for them which were once enlightened and have tasted of the Holy Ghost and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away again, to deny and walk away. Like those fellows come up there and eat those grapes from over on the other land, stood there. And when it came to following the word on through, they said, we can't do it. And they died in the wilderness. And that's where we tasted the good word of God, but the full promise, no, no, we can't do that, see. Because Dr. So-and-so or somebody else says we can't do it. That's for the apostles, that was for another day, and there you die. See, the scripture all ties together. Every word, if it ties it together, and it cannot be given by any man-made theory or system or anything. It's only revealed by the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, Father, I thank you that you've hid these things from the wise and the prudent and will reveal it to babes such as will learn. And oh my, saints, there's such a vast opinion in this day. As our brother mentioned, Christmas. You take tonight all over. Many people are just wrapped up. There's no thought of Jesus Christ. There's no thought of a Savior that came. It's all about that gift that's laying underneath a Christmas tree. It's all about, what did you give me? What can I give you? And God's not even thought about. It's gone. Amen.
But oh my, how one-time churches begin to shun that. People begin to shove it and shun it, and get away from it. But oh, now it's starting to come back in a rampage. Bring in your ugly sweater Christmas contest. Bring it all back in, right into the church. Bring it all on back. It's all right. It's Christmas. The Savior was born. It's okay. And there's very few that's standing against it or not standing there upholding it and all the rigmarole that goes with it. And it may look like the minority. That's what the ones that come out of Egypt thought. That's just one thing. That's just one little episode. But take it to the changing of the soul, marriage and divorce. Any word you want to take it to, you watch them. They're doing the same thing with it. Amen. That same Spirit's twisting it and turning it so that the minority looks like they're wrong. And Satan's right there battling those that would be that last one to come in. They're battling that last one that's wanting to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They think it's enough. I've come to church. I'm going to church. I've been baptized. I'm here. Oh, I'm following God. I believe this message. But oh, it's got to be revealed to us with a reality. And that's where so much we've lacked in the past. We have not had a revelation of the word. We knew it mentally. We knew it with a mental conception, but it was not rooted and grounded down on the inside like it should be. But oh, I pray God, He's give us that second time. He's bringing us around a second time to give us that precious word to do and bring about those changes. Amen. To put us in line for that rapture that's going to take place.
Yes.
And He says here, amen. That was it. Amen. But here in the church age book, Brother Branham was talking here. He was talking of Paul. This is in the church age book, page 147, down at the bottom of the page. I don't have paragraphs here. But I think it's about paragraph 1. I think it's considered paragraph 1. But he was talking here of Paul, talking about some scriptures, and this one saying it was this way, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, and so forth. And he says, what caused this misunderstanding? The answer is experience. We have gone by experience and not the word. Away with experience as your measuring line. There is only one plumb line and only one rod, and that is the word.
Amen.
And how many times have you heard from someone down through time, so-and-so prophesied over me, so-and-so said this about me. I danced in the spirit, as our brother said. I had chills run down my spine. There was a light come through my hotel room window. All of these things that has been said that you've heard people say,
yes.
An experience. But they didn't have no word to back up their experience.
Amen.
They didn't have a life to go with that experience. In the same way with any of us sitting here, it's an individual affair tonight. God is looking for a bride, and each one's an individual that's going to make up that church, that final going away.
Amen.
And each one of us has got to have that life to go with our experience and our testimony that it has been revealed to me, and I know that I'm in that rapture.
Amen.
He says, only one rod, and that is the word. Now watch carefully and get this. Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And this is the whole of our problem right there. People repent of their sins, and they get baptized in water, but they don't go on and receive the Holy Ghost. You believe unto the receiving of the Spirit. Believing on Jesus is a step in the right direction, which is toward the Holy Ghost. But the people stop there. They go as far as water and then they stop. And Brother Branham, he showed us that. I believe it was in the harvest time where he said, you can come up to sanctification. You'll clean your life up. You'll start living right. You'll start acting right. But he said, you're not right yet. And each one of us, I pray, I don't care how long we've been in this message, as our brother's been speaking. It's time each one of us truly weigh ourselves and see if we're living on an experience and what we think we've got, or if we truly have the goods to back up our testimony, and that it's there proving daily that we're right there where God wants us to be. It'd be a terrible thing to come this far. The children of Israel traveled in the desert for 4 years and never made it into the promised land. But oh my, how terrible it's been. Look, Brother Branham come on the scene. He brought the word, and as soon as he left, look at the discrepancies that began to come into the message right then, immediately.
Amen.
This one wanted to run with the ball. That one wanted to run with the ball. And they all couldn't agree. and look at the older ones in this message that have totally butchered the Word of God and taken away from the prophet's message because God came to them in a dream or God spoke to their heart and they've left the Word that was given us for this day.
Amen.
And that may be stiff and that may seem hard, but it's the truth.
Yes,
and we've got to face it, that it's come down that God is going to take someone through. Someone's been predestinated for this. And maybe you're old and been around this message all your life. And maybe you've got a burning zeal. That's wonderful. And God deal with you and take you on in. I'm not saying an older person can't make it in. But God is dealing with someone in this day. He is going to take someone right down the middle with the Word. And they're going to stay there. Someone young, someone old, someone middle-aged. Because He's going to prove it. Don't matter what age you are. He's still God. And He still does. He's here to prove and back up His Word exactly the way He said it. He said, here he goes, and you believe it. Have you received? Let me back up. But the people stop there. They go as far as water and then stop. They believe and then stop. The Bible does not say that you receive it when you believed. The exact and literal translation is, did you have previously believed, received the Holy Ghost, that the people believe and then stop. You don't receive the Holy Ghost when you believe unto Him having repented. You go on and receive the Holy Ghost. Do you see it? That's what is wrong with our fundamentalists. They have no power, for they stop short of Pentecost.
Yes.
They are like the children of Israel who came out of Egypt and stopped short of the promised land. Now those children of Israel left Egypt about 2 million strong, and they all journeyed together.
Yes.
And all saw the same miracles of God, and all partook of the same manna. And Brother Branham typed that manna as the Holy Ghost. They all rejoiced under the same anointing of the Holy Ghost fallen.
Amen.
He says here, they all partook of the same manna and water from the smitten rock and followed the same cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. But only two reached that promised land. Only two were true or real believers. That is correct.
Amen.
Because the Word tells us that the rest died because of unbelief. And because of unbelief, they could not enter in.
Amen.
Then since that is so, only two entered, then the rest were not true believers. What made the difference? Two stayed with the Word. And when the hearts of the 10 spies fell at Kadesh Barnea, Joshua and Caleb did not stagger. For they believed the Word and said, we are more than able to take that land. They knew they could because God had said, I've given you the land. And after all those Israelites saw the power and goodness and deliverance of God, they did not enter into that rest, which is a type of the Holy Ghost. So you can see right now that very few will ever believe all the way to the receiving of the Spirit of God. And that's what our pastor's been trying to show us through the Word. You might think we've got it. You might think you've got a token. But if there's no overcoming, if it's the same thing over and over, and you don't see no power of God in your life showing you, something's lacking. All them people thought they were going to make that promised land when they left. And oh my, many of them thought maybe they were going to get there and maybe they were really zealous when they came out, as many were when they heard this message. But they've fallen off. They've took an idea. They've turned back to a total denomination. They've let go of what they said they had because they never had it to begin with. And oh my, here we stand today, each one of us, we're coming down to that time.
Amen.
Oh my, from here on in the battle might get really hot. Might be some many hard trials and tests along the way. But God's bound and determined and going to prove that He's got a bride. He will not fail.
Amen.
And He's going to catch her away in the twinkling of an eye.
Lord.
But oh, here He says, and this is back in the message, the anointed ones at the end time. He says, Moses, a man, this is paragraph 66 on page 16. Moses, a man sent from God with the word of God and on his journey to take Israel into that promised land strictly with the commandment of God. He met another prophet, another anointed one that had genuine anointing of the same Holy Spirit that was upon Moses. That's right, he was a prophet. The Holy Spirit was upon this man and his name was Balaam. And we're all acquainted with him. Well, the very things, the same things, the things that man said is still taking place about 2,800 years ago. Thou art like a unicorn, O Israel. Whoever blesses you will be blessed. Whoever curses you will be cursed. Your strength and mighty. How righteous are thy tents, O Jacob. See, he couldn't help himself. He come there purposing in his heart to curse that people. And then listen to what Brother Branham says, because it just totally changes right here. Yeah. Oh, you false teachers listening to these tapes all these years. Amen. And seeing God conform exactly what he said. And you'll sit in your study and knowest the truth. And because of your denominational differences, you'll dispute them and tell your people they're not so. Woe unto you, your time is close at hand.
Yes,
oh, my saints, may we make sure that we know that we're following the word.
Yes.
And don't swap it for some idea that somebody else might pass your way and say it's really like this. You don't have to believe the word that way. Mm-hmm. But oh my, you better, there's only one thing. You can't go in following man. You've got to follow man as he follows God.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ was at the head of that pillar and a pillar of fire.
Yes,
he was leading that column and Moses was following him. But the people were so blind they couldn't see the word that was leading them. And that's where we've come to today. They've failed to realize and to see that that was God's vindicated prophet. All they said, they know he was a prophet, but it didn't sink in. It didn't register that he was, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
In this day, just the same as when Noah stood and said, it's going to rain. Or when God spoke to Moses and told him to go to Egypt, he said, you'll be God to Pharaoh and Aaron will be your prophet. It was the same. Moses spoke, said, let there come flies. He just spoke what God told him to speak.
Amen.
And the flies came. And oh my, as we see that day coming, that when a son, daughter of God takes that word, we've heard it preached, and places upon their lips, it's the same as deity speaking.
Yes.
The same as God himself saying it. But do we see it with a reality? And is it really, truly buried in my heart that I understand what God said? And see my life back up that word.
Amen.
Oh my saints, God's got a lot for us.
Hallelujah.
But oh my, I pray let's keep following him.
Amen.
There's many that's turning aside.
Yes.
And this old devil keeps raising his head. We're all the same.
Oh,
it's okay if you believe that way. It's okay if I believe this way. It's not okay. God's come in this day and he said, thus saith the Lord, this is it. This is how it is. There's no room for deviation. There's no room for discussion. Thus saith the Lord, is what he said. And there we go, right down the line.
Amen.
Don't put your idea to it. Don't add your creed or your thought to it, but let God take you right down the line.
Amen.
You sisters can come to the instruments if you would.
God.
Amen. I made it. Amen. In a half hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I cut quite a bit out, actually, but amen. You know, I don't know why, but the Lord laid those things on my heart for a purpose.
Amen.
And we've heard it time and time again. I know that. But may God strike it into our hearts with a reality, because saints, we're coming down the line. Amen. You know, it's got to be every word. And it's got to line up exactly. And each one of us is going to have to take that stand. We're not a church going in. So many people want to be that way. You need to come to my church. It's not come to my church, but come to the word that I believe. And follow him, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray it'll help you, strengthen you somehow. Maybe cause you to study a little deeper. Maybe look a little deeper. Go back and read what happened to the children of Israel. You know, those things were written as a type and a shadow and placed there for our admission so we could go back and look and study. But you know, God is real. He is trusting and moving on. Hey, man, let's sing that little chorus our brother was singing. I'm in the way. This is the glory land way. Amen. Oh my, the path is growing clear.
Amen.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in. I'm in that glory land way. Amen.
sing that little chorus, I have found the way. Amen. By his mercy and grace, saints. Just think of it. It was mercy. That he saw you before this world was formed. This world celebrating him coming to earth, they think. But as we sang that song earlier, I'm redeemed. Because God knew he had to come to this earth. And he didn't come in December, but he did come. But that it's not the little baby that he come and all the gifts, but the very God he created, shrunk himself. Amen. Come down and hit himself in flesh.
Hallelujah.
As our prophet said, he hit himself in an illegitimate birth. Come with a bad name. But he come to deliver me and you. To be a kinsman redeemer. And that's what nobody understands. But thank God that he's opened our eyes that we can see. That before this world was formed, that blood was spilled. Amen. Hallelujah. No wonder. You know, I was reading about John. Hallelujah. It's no wonder. Oh my, I can scream. Hallelujah. Glory. Sing that little chorus. I found the way that leads you in the way under right. Amen. The road is bright, for Jesus is the light, and I hold his guiding hand. Oh,
so many things that I was thinking about as he was bringing that out. And maybe the Lord wants me to bring now Sunday what he's laid on my heart. Remember Sunday I was talking about the Balaam and all that, these ministers, and to fine-tune it a little more? My, I tell you. Hope you can attain all what he read tonight, because it'll help me not have to read so much. Amen. If you can attain it. But oh my, think of something, saints. I thank thee that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. And just take a few moments and think. Now, maybe some of you don't know, but just stop and think of even that scripture and the ministers in this message. Me, far as myself personally, I couldn't touch the intellectuality they got. I can't even speak like they speak. I can't even remember what they remember. I mean, they're smart men. They're wise men. Very wise. Smart, intellectual. But I thank God, thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed it unto babes that would learn. Hallelujah. I'd rather be like old Peter. He was so ignorant and unlearned, he couldn't even write his own name. But oh, praise God, Peter had the keys to the kingdom. Amen, glory. Oh, my, but old Balaam's going to be more exposed. Yes, he is. Oh, my, glory. Thank God I found a way.
Amen.
Amen, glory to his wonderful name. I thank God for his mercy and grace. Saints, the Lord is getting us ready for a rapture. Everything has to be exactly right, as our brother mentioned tonight. It has to be just exactly the way God wants it to be. Let me ask you a question. If the Lord Jesus himself, you know, we think so much maybe sometimes of this world and so much of the material things and all these things. We got our jobs and all this, that, and the other. You know, we think it's so important, this, that, and the other. But let me ask you a question. If the Lord Jesus himself would pull up outside in this real nice, beautiful, golden bus. And I'm not talking about somebody trying to, Satan trying to fool us. I'm talking about if the Lord Jesus Christ himself would pull up in this beautiful bus outside, laden in gold, and said, all right, all those that want to leave now, I want you to come with me. Would we give even a second thought of not going with him? Or would we be so excited? Now, I'm talking about in reality, it was Jesus Christ, and he was on a bus. I know it might be taking something carnal to kind of type something spiritual here. But it was really him. And he was going to take us home. Take us to glory. I wonder how many of us would hesitate, or how many of us would just be rushing to get on the bus. How would you feel? What would you do personally as an individual? Would you have to stop and think, well, I'm not ready to go yet. I haven't done this yet, and I haven't done that yet. Would we hesitate a little bit? Or would we run to the bus and get on board? How are we thinking about that now, just what I said? Would that bus make it more real to you because you could see it with your eyes? Or do you have that same excitement in your heart without seeing any bus, without seeing Jesus Christ in a physical form? Do you have that same excitement in your heart? If you don't, then you're missing something. It's not a reality. Remember, the scripture says we'd love his appearing. If we don't love it like that, as if he'd pull up in a bus out there, get ready to take us home. Believe me, friends, there ain't a thing hold me down if that bus pulled up outside. And if you all wanted to sit back and just wait and try to decide, that's up to you. But I ain't going to take no time to decide. I'm heading out of here. So we have that kind of excitement and that enthusiasm, that burning desire to be changed in a moment, twinkle of an eye. Or we're just not sure. We don't know if Token's on display. We don't know about this. We don't know about that. So I better not get on that bus because he may throw me back off. That means I really need something changed if I ain't ready for that bus. Amen. But God's wanting to get us ready to where you are going to love his appearing. Really love it. Oh my. And if we was to ask the question, just that simple question tonight, how many of us really love, and then you can't lie about it. You can't make something up. You're standing before the Almighty God. He's standing and you're in his presence. And you have to answer now. Do I really love his appearing? Am I really looking for the appearing of the Lord? Oh, or am I not sure? Then that's what these meetings are for, these services, to get us ready. Amen. Amen. So in reality, every moment of our life, we're ready to jump on that bus. In reality. Amen. But oh my, it'll be pulling up soon. Hallelujah. Are we getting ready to leave this world? Sing that little song before over the years. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Watching both day and night. Amen. Keeping my record right. Are you keeping your record right? Everything right with God? Everything straight with God? Amen. Glory. That's what it's all about. Amen. Like I say, this service was for a purpose. And what Brother Timothy read was for a purpose. Amen. And think about it. Meditate on it until Sunday, if the Lord should tarry. Meditate on it. Think about it. Amen. And remember, your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And remember this. The true children of Israel, Joshua and Caleb, did not follow Balaam. They didn't give Balaam the time of day. They was just nothing. Yes. Nobody. they seen a real call, a real purpose. They was heading for a promised land. Men and brethren were more than able to take it. Hallelujah. Glory. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's just so good to be gathered here, Lord, and have the just the blessings of being able to sit under the Word of God and to be able to have the Word, Lord, revealed to our hearts. It's so wonderful and precious to us. And Father, we can see many types as the prophet was speaking. And Father, even to this day, many people in the message, we realize that they get all twisted up and turned aside just because Brother Branham said so many times about denominations when he said these things. But Lord, if they could only have eyes to see what a denomination is. And Father, realize that a denomination is nothing but a bunch of men's creeds and ideas added to the Word of God, and they've put a little group together and they put a name on it. And Lord, they've done the same thing in this message. Lord, they've put their own ideas to it, their creeds, their theories of what they think the Word is saying, or think what they have to do or should do or shouldn't do. And then, Lord, they put a name on their church, and they call their church a certain name, and then by their creed and their belief, people know where they stand on the Word. No different they do about a denomination, Lord. Dear God, help us to see the reality and truth of all these things. And we ask that you continue to reveal it to us and open our understanding. And we thank you for these scriptures and quotes that were read this evening. And Lord, there's such a truth to them and a reality for what's taking place in this hour. We see it all the time, Lord. We see it constantly, how people are always, even these ministers, always say, oh, we're all one. We'll overlook the way you believe. Come in fellowship with us. Lord, there is no fellowship. How can light walk with darkness? It cannot be, Lord. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? It cannot be. Lord, your word shows us it cannot be. So, Lord, we ask now that you bless us. Continue, Lord, to reveal your word. And as we leave this little place, Lord, may we be a people by the grace of God that walk out of here with the reality of the birth of Jesus Christ. And the reality, Lord, of what that Jesus Christ does in a people's lives and through their heart and through their thinking, everything under control of the Word. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord, for the truth of your birth. Thank you, Lord, for the reality of what that birth means to us. Oh, God, just help us stay true to you in all things now. Be with us, lead us, and guide us by thy sweet Holy Spirit as we part from this little place, waiting in great expectation for the next time, Lord, to see what you want for us. We'll give you the glory and honor now for everything this night you've done for us. In Jesus' name, our wonderful Lord, we ask. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Oh, I love him. Can we worship him and sing I Love Him before we leave? Amen. Let's sing it together. I love him. Lift your hands. I love him. Bless you all, you're dismissed.